Hey, one of the things that we're going to be able to do is grab some people who are part of the convention here this week. And Chuck McDougald is the chair of a group called Veterans for Trump. And he's joining us now. Chuck, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Let me know why it is that you chaired this group. Did you start it? I mean, are you just the headpiece?
This is for California, by the way.
Okay.
And no, I'm the chair of the Republican California Veterans Association. So when Trump was chosen, they asked me to get interviewed, and I did, and accepted the chair of Veterans for Trump in California.
I want to start off by just saying thank you for your service. And
thank you.
What do you think about this candidate? What do you think he will do for veterans and the troubled Veterans Affairs Department?
Two good questions. I think he's extremely talented and extremely capable of helping and to promise what he said he was going to do. If you want to know the detail, it's on his website regarding the Veterans Association. That is a major problem with veterans. It needs to be cleaned out and started over, and he said he's already promised that he's going to do that. Regarding veterans in general, he's already promised to restore the budget for our national security. He's already promised to replace all the leaders we lost in the last 8 years that have resigned for one reason or another. We've lost our leadership in the military, and he promises we'll get it back.
Why are we losing leaders in the military?
I think for two reasons. One, budget. They have halved the budget of the national defense, and then halved it again, and then halved it again. That's not much money left. He puts more money in food stamps and immigration than he does in the Department of Defense.
Where is the danger in that, in having those budgets time and time again?
Well, our military doesn't have enough spare parts right now. Someone more knowledgeable than I has already said that we couldn't carry on a conflict in two different theaters if we had to.
Yeah, that's one of the been a test for a long time in the decades that we've been the superior military power around the world. And if we lose that ability, then a lot of people consider that just leaving us at risk.
I agree.
Let's talk about military service with Donald Trump and Mike Pence. He chose as his vice presidential nominee.